Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
All right. Good morning, listeners.
I don't think the listeners can hear you whispering like that.
But wait, is that the voice of a special guest here in our studio? Why, it is, and it's AC, the cold one, Anthony Cardi, star of A Cold One with a Cold One.
Yeah, sure. I do so many projects, I don't know what I'm the star of anymore.
The cold one with the cold one.
The cold one? Wait, say that again?
The cold one with the cold one.
That's right. All right. You can download that and use that on a promo. Kids' voice. Kids, beer. That goes together, right?
Beer. That goes with beer. And even there's an eyeball in that beer. And the beer is not a tear. And there's something in my ear, my dear.
You haven't listened to old Hank Williams? That's almost like the lyrics to a song. There's a tear in my beer, and I'm crying for you, dear.
Let's see. You left his lonesome heart.
We have you completely beer, lost right
beer,
now.
Beer, treer, ha! That gives me an idea!
What, an idea?
No, an idea.
Oh, all right. Well, Thompson, so what would you like to ask Anthony about? What's your question for Anthony? What's your first question? Your first ever live interview.
Well, we've been making Valentine's pictures for now.
You ever made any Valentine's pictures?
Just me and my little diaper and a sash and and wings and a bow and arrow, of course.
Ah, okay.
Or not.
I'll just let that pass. What's your next question, Thompson? What about his mustache? He has an incredible mustache. We'll have to take a picture. You think we should take a picture of that mustache?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to ask him about it?
Well, it just looks like a magician mustache. Is that what they said on the other radio show?
No, not a magician. I get that from kids a lot, though. There's no rabbits in my hat. It's either a magician or a Monopoly man that I get. I get it, but that's what kids symbolize me with, so.
Who is that, the stereotypical villain of the silent period, Mr. Mustache Twirler?
During the silent period, I don't know, but I know, like, Snidely Whiplash and all that stuff from my pre-childhood, probably, like, my parents' childhood. Snidely Whiplash, and then, is that the one?
Richard Dix. That's who it is. It's Richard Dix. Richard Dix is the guy that Snidely Whiplash is patterned after.
Richard Dix.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say the name.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. D-I-X.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I thought it was spelled.
And I'm going to let that one pass.
Easy show.
GG. Well, actually, we're a G show, but that's all right. And actually, I have to say that this is an exceptional, one-of-a-kind show because I'm not even actually having any coffee right now. And I'm a little sad about that, but I'm all out of coffee. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do, Thompson?
Get more coffee.
What's that you say?
Get more coffee.
That is an entirely sound policy for a safe and wonderful tomorrow. You should run for office, my son. I can't hear you when you're talking into the cups.
He's drinking imaginary coffee for you.
Hey, what if you talked into this?
Hello, mister. Do you like to see my mustache?
Hello, mustache. Do you like to see my mister?
Mr. Mustache is on the loose.
Mr. Mustache, are you on the loose?
Yes, very much so.
Now, you just come to us from your stint at what radio station? Give him a plug.
Alice 97.3 here in San Francisco.
The plug is a plug, and it's not a plug.
No, a plug is an industry term in radio for an endorsement or an advertisement. So we're going to help him out. So what was the radio station again?
Alice at 97.3. It's a chick station here in the city.
Okay.
Well, that's the demographic. That's what they want.
Do you see a locking head?
I don't see a walking head, no. No.
Do you see a walking head?
But there's a walking head!
Okay, I thought it was three bells, but you can see what you want.
I see a timely woman's hat times three, but it does say bells across the top, but if I didn't read, that's what I'd see. I'm sure you can see it now.
But everybody here can read.
Ringing bells, ringing bells, ringing bells, ringing bells.
Yeah. So what are you doing with your day today, Thompson?
I ring bells at school.
You're going to school?
Yeah, and I'm going to ring bells. Bells, 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 bells.
Oh, that reminds me of that Edgar Allan Poe poem I read you about the ringing of the bells, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah, and it's driving me crazy.
It did drive him crazy.
I thought you had him listening to some like Metallica or something, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
No. He generally absorbs quality cultural content.
There's an eye in your ear. There's an eyeball in your ear.
There's an eyeball in my ear. What are you going to do with the rest of your day, Mr. Anthony?
Go get myself some sandwiches from Ike's and then probably game it up. I don't know.
Game it up? What games do you play?
From my eyeball.
Probably something with an eyeball, I guess, in my glass. That's what he's content on, speaking through his cone.
He seems to be driving the eyeball thing.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a rather unique radio talent.
He's very energetic right now. I think he wants to do like the sideshow type thing with all the sound effects right now.
Could be. He's having an awful lot of fun with the funnel.
This is not a funnel. This is a bell.
Ring, well, there ring, is a bell ring, to a funnel. Ring, this ring, shape ring. Here is called the bell of the funnel.
Bell of the funnel?
Yeah.
It's come full circle. Funnels, bells of the funnel.
The funnel is the mouth talking to me.
Well, it's time now. We're almost out of time, so we got to do our special shout-outs. Ring, hey, special shout-outs. Thompson, who are you going to give a special shout-out to?
To call to Mama Little Love. And Brother Josie.
All right, and I'm going to give a special shout-out to Godmother and Grandmother and Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave.
And don't forget Dad and Thompson. And Anthony, too.
Oh, thanks. I love shout-outs.
And your special shout-outs, Mr. AC?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot now, too. Special shout-outs. All the fun people in San Jose that come out to see the show, the charity show this past Friday for Wrestling for Charity. Shout out to them and all of my loved ones. Jackie, you know.
Don't forget.
Awesome. Everybody love everybody.